From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The world reacts to the death of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Current Cuban president Raul Castro announced his brother's death at age 90 late Friday night. At the University of Havana on Saturday, students expressed grief, held Cuban flags and photos of the deceased leader. The Cuban government has called for 9 days of official mourning. In Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, raucous celebrations broke out with people celebrating Castro's demise. Tomas Regalado is the mayor of Miami.
This is a dictator that has hurt the lives of at least 4 generations of Cubans, inside and outside the island.
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said on Twitter that he laments the death of Fidel Castro, the leader of the Cuban Revolution, and emblematic reference of the 20th century. France's President François Hollande called Castro a towering figure of the 20th century, and Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Castro as a symbol of an era. Here in Washington, President Barack Obama reached out to the Cuban people to offer his condolences and let them know he will continue his effort to normalize relations with the country. In a statement, Mr. Obama said, "We offer condolences to Fidel Castro's family, and our thoughts and prayers are with the Cuban people. In the days ahead, they will recall the past and also look to the future. As they do, the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in the United States." President-elect Donald Trump issued a statement in which he called Castro a brutal dictator whose legacy is one of firing squads, theft, unimaginable suffering, poverty, and the denial of fundamental human rights. This is VOA.